What does it take for a startup to find success? David Cummings founded the startup incubator, Atlanta Tech Village.
Collaboration, education, programming, mentorship, and really just being around like-minded individuals.
That's where the Tech Village comes in. The incubator opened at the beginning of this year and currently houses 110 area startups. Individuals rent desks for about $300, and there they're connected to other startups, as well as venture capitalists, marketing groups, and mentors to help grow their business.
I think the building we're standing in now is the biggest change that I've seen.
Jeff Hillemeyer's third Atlanta-based startup, Dragon Army, builds games and apps for mobile devices. The Atlanta tech vet says getting local investors to take risks remains a challenge.
Unlike the Valley, there's not a lot of risk-taking when it comes to investment. There's angel funding, which is great, but there's not a ton of it for the early stage.
Also, Hillemeyer says for Atlanta to reach the next level, startups need to take a more business-to-consumer approach.
That's kind of the sexier side of startup success. So the more of that can start happening in Atlanta, to me, is really the only thing that's holding us back from being a top five city in terms of startups.
Cummings says the Tech Village will house 150 startups after renovations to its five-story building are complete. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.